Mr. Nichols wants to speak to his motion, and then Ms. Brick wants to say something.
Well, I wanted to just ask her a question.
Okay, go ahead.
You had said that they would speak to the 41% that was added, but I didn't hear that. Mr. Campbell, I think you said, was going to speak. Do you agree?
He didn't quite get through his presentation.
Yeah. Did he agree with that 41%?
No.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Me too.
Well, thank you. I want to
that's my major question.
Yeah.
Commend the petitioners here for coming together and looking out for their interests in their neighborhood. I want to thank the P&Z for their thoughtful analysis of a possible issue there, and I really think that helped to improve it, and I'm glad that the neighborhood accepts that adjustment as well. It is a difficult choice when you have property owners with property rights and you're telling 40% of them who didn't sign this, or at least 9 or 10 of them who objected, that they cannot build an Aggie Shack or they can't sell to somebody to build an Aggie Shack on their property. I understand that, but at the same time, we have in our ordinances by design this NCO process. It is a legal process that's in place. Our citizens have a right to request it. I believe in following our ordinances and rule of law, and I think it's a really good opportunity to speak to neighborhood integrity in a really powerful way, and we don't often have a chance to do it in what I would consider to be such a clear-cut case. So that, in all, I believe this is an opportunity to invest in the future of College Station, protect the neighborhood, and see the fruits of that in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Brick.
Yes. I believe you started to read the mission statement, and I know under core values, the first two are that we promote involvement and participation of the citizenry, and we promote the health, safety, and general well-being of the community. And I believe that those two are very important statements. And if we look under our strategic plan under neighborhood integrity, it says that the city has reduced the negative impacts of neighborhood rental properties as one of our objectives. And how will we achieve this success? The city will continue to plan with neighborhood residents to address concerns and capitalize on opportunities. The city will continue to support and partner with homeowner and neighborhood associations to address their issues and concerns. I just want to offer my support. I know that with any decision there are limits, and some people will be more limited than others. There are addresses, ways to address those concerns that may come up in the future. But as a history teacher, I want to thank you for this history lesson. This has been an opportunity, not just for a history lesson, but for a lesson in American values, because today, some of you spoke very close to the truth, and it's very difficult for us today to understand how we should limit the profit motive that we drive our society on and does a lot of good things. I know it's difficult for many people to understand that in today's world there are values that are just as important. And you're speaking to the value of your community has been one of the highlights of my time on the city council. I will tell you that you have said so many things that I would like to respond to, but I just want to say that, yes, it was pointed out it may be a low-income community with no sidewalks, but it certainly has the highest esteem of most communities that I know in this city. And I think that it's important for us to preserve cultural infrastructure as well as to provide other kinds of infrastructure and core services for our citizens and to have that balance. And many times there have been people who have expressed concerns about what does neighborhood integrity mean? Well, let me tell you, watch this meeting tonight if you did not see it and you weren't here to experience it, because this is what neighborhood integrity means. And I appreciate the fact that you stood up and went through the process, worked through the process. I appreciate the fact the city offered this as an opportunity and the planners worked with you on it. And I just hope everybody on this council will step forward and support it and know that tonight we've done a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mooney?
And then Ms. Schultz, and then Mr. Aldridge, and then Mr. Benham.
Thanks. This council has encouraged neighborhoods repeatedly to organize to protect their neighborhood character and integrity. Ms. Brick correctly stated that tonight we saw a lesson in how that can happen. You know, this neighborhood has a long, rich heritage that's been maintained over generations. One of the things that they correctly pointed out was that increased taxes due to incompatible housing being built in their neighborhood decreases the opportunity for the neighborhood to remain coherent and to maintain its character. The existing homes can be grandfathered. There are variances. There are, just as this neighborhood has gone through this process, there are homes that maybe need to be remodeled, and they can go through a process as well and be treated fairly. I've been able to enjoy wall raisings and turning over keys to a number of Habitat for Humanity homes in the neighborhood. We heard tonight that those homes would be consistent with the guidelines that we're considering this evening. They're beautiful homes. Most importantly, they're homes for families. There is a strength of family. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, we are told, "For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself." Tonight, this neighborhood used its strength. And life isn't a burden when you use the kind of strength that we saw here tonight. To quote Mr. Williams, "All money is not good money." But let me add to that, the power of family is more powerful than money. I will be voting for this.
Ms. Schultz?
Well, I'll be like Mr. Campbell, and I'll keep my comments under 3 minutes. Because that's what's fair.
Mr. Campbell actually went about 6 minutes, but that's okay.
Well,
he had a lot to say.
I'm going to do it in three, just in his honor. One of the things I wanted to point out, I know you talked a lot about the ag shacks, and that's a big issue for us to deal with. It's something where you have somebody that wants to build something like that, but then you also have someone who wants to build a family home that has 4 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms, and a family actually lives there. So we have an issue with that. I agree with you. We're trying to work on that the best we can. I personally think you have really made me so proud of how you've organized. You've gone through the process that the city has put forth. You've worked with the staff and a lot of other neighborhoods that come to us and want us to fix things could take a lesson from you, because you did it yourself. You went by the rules. I'm very, very proud of you for doing that. And this is how it should be. If you don't like what's going on in your neighborhood, you get together and you do what you can to protect. And I realize it's not the whole neighborhood. It's probably just a small part of your area, but that's what you could do. And that's a start. And it may help the additional areas around you. I do want to make sure, it was hard for me to say that you're going to be okay with taking your property values down. I know it helps in the tax-paying part, but it gives me a little heartburn to give someone that task, that when you want to sell your house, now it's worth considerably less. But listening to you tonight and talking to my good friend Ann Cashaw, who grew up with me and told me herself earlier today that she was supportive of this and she understood those ramifications, and that was fine with her and her family. So I am going to support this, and I really appreciate the job that you've done.
Thank you. Mr. Aldridge? You have 3 minutes, too.
Yep. At least 2 minutes.
Give me the green light and see if I can go. Thanks for being here. A community is built on communication. It's the foundation of the structure of what we have as a community. And I think a big part of a lot of our community is within those little subsets of the community, we don't have that communication anymore. Well, obviously that's not the case with the McCullough addition and division. I enjoy this type of active interaction between the citizens of the community and the council that know that that is what we need in order to carry out the duties that you have given us the privilege and responsibility of doing. I was at the planning and zoning meeting because this is my month to do that as a council representative. And after hearing what people had to say and appreciating what the Planning and Zoning Commission did to help work together with you in this recommendation, I'm very glad that I finally heard that 41% passes the test of the community. But I went out and I drove. I was curious, so I went out and I drove every street in the area for the neighborhood conservation overlay.
Under 20 miles an hour.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I knew you did.
And here's the reason I drove under 20 miles an hour is because on every block I drove down, there were kids on bicycles, walking, playing, doing things. So I went out and I saw it. I said, okay, does this really exist? I mean, too few kids live in bunk beds in a single room anymore as they grow up, okay? I did. Some of the best things that we had in my life, and there's no way that I, as a member of council, you know, number one, as Mr. Campbell said, you met the criteria, okay? That's the big test. But beyond that, the interaction that you've had with the community and the city, I think, is wonderful. I wish that we had more of that. And thank you for taking the time to stand up and take a stand. And I appreciate everything that you've done, particularly appreciate P&Z helping and working with you, the city staff also. Thank you.
Mr. Benham.
I'll wrap up and be quick.
Well, I get to wrap up and be quick, but I'll give you 3 minutes as
well. 3 minutes.
This was really hard for me, and I'm going to have to apologize to you because I didn't know your story, and it's moving. It is. You know, I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in a very, very old neighborhood, and my friends were my life, my family was my life, my church was my life. My pastor baptized me, and first he dedicated me as a baby, then he baptized me when I was 10 in a river in Louisiana. We had to watch out for the water moccasins because it was Louisiana, and then he saw me off to college.
No gators.
That's good. And so listening to your story really made me feel terrible that I didn't know your story, so I'm sorry. I did the numbers before the meeting. The average lot is going to take about $100,000 hit in value. That's $13.9 million that you're willing to walk away from to preserve what you love, and that's incredible. I want everybody to know that, and it's impressive. You're saying that money doesn't matter as much as your friends and your family, your extended family, your church, and so... That's an awesome responsibility you've taken on to place that first. Your churches really matter. I'm a member of Grace Bible Church, not too far from you. Grace has changed my life in a lot of ways. My pastors have straightened my path gently and sometimes forcefully. And I can only imagine how incredible it is to live near your pastor and him actually know all your business. I was trying to wrap my head around that. Because when you go in to tell him what you did, he already knows. And you're like, no, I already know what
and
you
did. And he heard it from his mother.
And so I can only imagine what it's like. I can only imagine what it's like. So this is a new process. I hope the rest of the neighborhoods understand. You guys understand I am a property rights advocate. I believe in the free market. I believe in the right of the individual. I believe in the right of the business owner to build a business, the right of the individual to control their property. I also believe in democracy, and so I believe in the right of a group of people to come together and, under due course of law, exercise their rights to shape their future and preserve their past. So thank you for giving me a good lesson tonight. And I, of course, will be voting for this, if you can't tell. I just want everybody to know how impressed I am with the community, the sacrifice, financial sacrifice they are making. I expect you to inform the appraisal district of this decision so that they will adjust your values accordingly, because you are effectively lowering your values immediately, which means that I want all of you to go contest your property taxes next year. Do it together.
You're a good force.
So with that, thank you for everything, and thank you for the lesson you taught me. I hope you'll reach out to us, include us in invitations to come and visit, to hang out. I'm a tenor too. I grew up in the choir my whole life, so if you ever need a tenor too, I can't throw it down. So thank you so much, Mayor. Thank you for your grace and extending me a little extra time.
Yeah, happy to do it. Well, I'm going to be very brief, but the neighborhood conservation overlay is not easy to do. So my congratulations to you for persevering and sticking up for what you believe in. We talk about family values. You have demonstrated that tonight so clearly and so eloquently, and I appreciate that. And I think feelings are been expressed by my colleagues, and so I too will be voting for this, and so I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor of the motion to accept the overlay district as proposed, say aye.
With the PNC recommendation.
With a PNC recommendation of 41%. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. And we'll take a 5-minute break.